This is WRMI, Okeechobee Falls.
It is episode number 150. Just a regular old show, I'm afraid. This track right here is from the Orchestra Egrem, E-G-R-E-M. A song called Sibon. It's from a promotional 45 that came with a bottle of Cuban rum from a Havana club. Big haul of records that I bought recently. Some stuff from the 90s related to a recent documentary and some reggae, of course. Got some data at the near the end of the show and a bunch of great music. Please stick around. To another, this is the Tony Baxter Orchestra.
Thank you.
be stuff from 1972. That was a group called Blood Rock. And this is an LP of theirs called Passage. I also found their second LP, Blood Rock 2, and gave them both a listen. This one and number two. And yeah, this song was kind of my favorite out of the both albums that I listened to. So that song there was called Life Blood, again from a group called Blood Rock from Texas, if memory serves. And before that, we heard some 90s kind of psychedelic-ish stuff from Elevator to Hell, who I've played on this program before. There was a recent reissue of the Elevator to Hell parts 1 through 3, and then a whole other LP side of previously unreleased tracks, including that song that I played for you there called My Fog, and that's Elevator to Hell. If you go to Rick White Archive, if you search that, I think that's maybe also his Bandcamp as well. You can check out this expanded reissue of Elevator to Hell, parts 1 through 3. Really great stuff. And I started off the set there with Tony Baxter and his orchestra with their cover of Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love. And I've played Tony Baxter before, their cover of Psychedelic Shack. And if memory serves, Tony Baxter is not an actual person. It was just a name given to all the stuff that came out on what record label? Columbia Musical Treasures. So they had a bunch of different orchestras doing songs. And this example, Best of the 70s. And yeah, that one's pretty good. Maybe I'll play another one. Maybe even I'll play Spinning Wheel, everyone's favorite. All right, what do I have for you next? Where's my notes? There's a newish documentary called Records, and it's available on the TV Ontario website. That's tvo.org. If you search for Records, you'll find this documentary. And these three songs I'm going to play for you were all related to that documentary. You don't hear them, but let me see. One person, the first person you'll hear is actually appears in the movie as a record collector. The second song is flashed before your eyes quite quickly in the hands of one collector. And the last song is a song that's talked about in the documentary. So let's get into it. Here's Gavin DeAnda.
Oh,
set of songs, and they're all from the 90s. So we just heard Neil Young with a great song called Change Your Mind, and that was the 5 minute and change radio edit. It's usually a 14 minute song, taking up a whole side on the double LP. And that was from 1994, his Neil Young and Crazy Horses album called Sleeps with Angels, which is talked about in this documentary I mentioned before, the set of songs, records. It's by Alan Zweig. And yeah, kind of worth your time if you're into record collecting and kind of the type of people that collect records. I can sympathize with a lot of the people in there. Before Neil Young and Crazy Horse, we heard from a band that we've heard on this show before from Ottawa, a band called Okara, O-K-A-R-A. And that song we heard there was called Interference. And that was the record that one collector flashed briefly in front of the camera there, and that one really popped out at me, and I wanted to share with you. If you do watch that documentary and you do spot that that 45 cover, take a screenshot and maybe I'll send you a prize. The start of that set there was a nice garagey track from 1994 and released in 1995. We heard from Gavin DeAnda, and that track was called Telescopic Vision, and recorded on a four track. And I think he does most of the instruments there and the vocals. That came out on a record label out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, where Gavin, I think, is from. And it's on the We Wanna record label out of Hamilton. I don't think it still exists, but yeah, that was a label that put out a few records in the mid-90s. And yeah, Gavin DeAnda is the person in the documentary, one of the record collectors interviewed there. He's the guy with the sitar in the corner of the room, if you do watch this. It's kind of worth your time. Again, go to TVO, that's Television Ontario, TVO.org, O-R-G, and just search for records, and you should be able to find that documentary. I'll put a link to it in the data that I'll play later. All right, let's get into a couple of reggae tracks, the High Time Players. We'll be right back. Set for tonight. A couple of great finds. We just heard Stranger Cole and Chalala. His band name is Chalala. And a song called Ball, B-A-W-L. And that was the instrumental version there. And yeah, Stranger Cole is a pretty well-known reggae singer, originally from Jamaica, obviously. But he immigrated to Canada, in Toronto, in fact. And he opened up a reggae record shop in Kensington Market. There were a couple of really important reggae shops in Kensington Market in the late 70s. And he owned one of them. And yeah, continued putting out music that was recorded here in Canada. Before that, we heard the High Time Players with another version The song called Steady Balance, another great track. Yeah, I really love the synth on the Stranger Cole one. I forgot to mention that. And yeah, great echo effects as usual. All right, I will have some more music for you and of course Data. But for now, I would like to do some shout outs before we get back into that. I'll start with Twitter this week. I heard from Matt at W0MDK out in Colorado, sending along a good copy of the image from last week. And he was happy to hear the B-52s and Joy Division. Yeah, I know I just threw out a ton of stuff that you guys probably haven't heard. But yeah, well, every once in a while, I'll drop in some more known tracks, or at least artists. Let's see, I got another great decode from Tashin Reshner out in Houston. Thank you very much. And he was a fan of the Cure B-side that I played last week. Mike Comatose from Parts Unknown with a nice decode. Bobby using an SDR in Maurice, Louisiana, and he's very nearby in Morgan City, Louisiana. Good to see your image there, Bobby. DRMNA.info and Copilot ZR. Sorry, I'm in Canada mode, right? ZR posting in a nice decode and also text from their location in the Pacific Northwest. Oimo Kako over in Japan using an SDR in Louisiana as well. Good to hear from you. And Donnie K5BKR out in Texas with an unattended recording using his Yaesu FT891 radio. Zach in Alabama came roaring back from the drought last week with a great decode, very nice clean copy, and he was a fan of the B-52s and Tyrone Davis tracks. Yeah, I really love that Tyrone Davis track that I played last week. Jolly Roger Mania also sent me along a nice pictorial report and was wondering about the image from last week. I think it was a record store called Music Time, but the font that they use makes it more, or makes it kind of look like Music Jime. And Roger was confused about that word because I don't think it's a word that too many people use, but he did find an entry in the Urban Dictionary. And I forget what it was, a slinger or something? I can't remember what the thing was, but if you're interested, you can go Google that yourself. But thanks, Jolly Roger. Let's see. I also heard from A.A. Hachiyoni over in Japan with a picture of his newly acquired This Is a Music Show official mug. Yeah, great to see that. Thanks for sending a picture of that over. And in the back of that, or beside the mug, was a copy of a great CD, the Upside Down story, or the story of Creation Records, with lots of great groups you've heard on this program before, like Ride, and I think I played Swerve Driver, and a bunch of other fantastic bands from mostly all the 80s and 90s for Creation Records. Let's see, I heard from One Deck Pete, and he mentioned that the Bill Black track that I started off last week's show with may have been the inspiration for a song called Moldy Old Dough by a group called Lieutenant Pigeon. And I have to say that's probably a very well-known song in the UK, but I don't know about outside of the UK. Yeah, but there's a interesting video of them performing, quote-unquote, that song live on Top of the Pops on the BBC way back in the day. And One Deck Pete's pal, Jerry Hectic, also sending along a kind note congratulating me on this 150th program. So thank you very much, Jerry. And yeah, sorry I didn't pull anything cool out of this or for this. I just super busy, and I'm just happy to get a show on a weekly basis at this point. I hope you understand, and I hope you still enjoy the show. All right, and let me see. There were a couple more things. Oh, yes, shout-outs to Brian W8LN and Catface McMeowmeow for putting the word out and reminding people over there on Twitter to tune into the show. My Twitter handle, by the way, is This Is A Music Show with no W on the end, S-H-O. I heard from a few people via email, Guero, I don't know how to pronounce that properly, especially with the umlauts. They might just be for show. Posting from Indianapolis with a great decode as heard on is PL330. Phil in Falls City, Washington, sending along a nice decode as heard on his Holocrafters TW1000. Steve W4OGM with another hacker quality decode as picked up in Georgia. And Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, sending along reception reports for episodes number 148 and 49. They're always very much appreciated, Roger. Good to hear from, or Richard, good to hear from you. And finally, hello to all my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Frigid, Jeff, Jeff, excuse me, Daddy Dave, Gero again, and Coma, and Catface, and Tash and Reshner, and everyone else in there, and of course, Dazman, who makes the show sound so good, and if you're extra nerdy, in full stereo. All right. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And if I didn't say it already, I don't think I did, go check out thisisamusicshow.com for show archives and also links to get your own official mug or official sweatshirt because it's kind of wintry around some places. All right, I have some more music before Data, and this one is a Polish girl group called Amazonki. Amazonki with a song called Motile, which translates to butterflies, and that came out in 1969. Yeah, a four-track EP that I found way back when. This is in the box of records that I found the Tyrone Davis in, the lost box of good records. So yeah, I was happy to find that one and share with you. All right, it is time for some Data, and it will be backed by a Bert Kampert twangy guitar song called the Mason-Dixon Line. MFSK 64, text in an image. Here you go. Bing. Thank you. 3764. Text an image. Please email me your reception reports. This is a music show at gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. And here's your last track. It's a group called Coliseum. This song is from 1970 on an LP called Daughter of Time. And the song here is Downhill and Shadows, a nice bluesy track to go out with. All right, this was a music show, episode number 150. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you again next week. Take care. Stay safe.